Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Laura Abbott with the Indianola Noon Lions about a new fundraising effort.
Indianola Noon Lions sponsoring a raffle vacation prize fundraising for their local projects. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is a new raffle that we've done this last year. A generous donor on our Lions Club has decided to donate 2 weeks of his timeshare to the Lions Club. And it was a great way of just raising money towards all of our different fundraisings that we normally do.
All right, so how can people participate in this raffle? And tell us a little bit about the destinations that are being offered.
Sure, they can buy tickets through any Lions Club member, Indianola Noon Lions Club, that is. There's actually four Lions Clubs in Indianola. Fun fact of the day. We also have them at our location here at Abbott Family Chiropractic or Abbott Automotive, which is 215 North Howard, just up the street from KNIA's new location. And you have probably until late in the week, next week, to buy those tickets. The raffle drawing will be on the 17th of December, and they're $10 each. The places you can go are endless, literally. It's through Royal Aloha, if you're familiar with that particular timeshare locations, but they have places everywhere from Europe to the mountains to the beaches to Hawaii, everywhere. There's thousands of places you can stay.
All right, well, okay, there's a raffle, there's a vacation involved. The money this is being fundraised for, it stays right here in the community.
Absolutely. Our causes all stay here, from every time you buy a screwy tater out at the tater shack at the balloon field, or if you help us out in any way, they're always, our money stays here. I think we've given away close to in between $15,000 and $20,000 in the last years towards local causes. The only things that may don't stay in our county are things like maybe leader dogs. Lions Club tends to be the champions of the blind. That's what we have been garnered with for a long time from Helen Keller herself. So our Lions Clubs work a lot with people that have sight impairments, also hearing impairments. So that's why you guys give us your glasses to be reused and your hearing aids to be reused. We've done that for many, many years. But Leader Dogs is a program that is not only statewide but nationally. So most of the Leader Dog people that we sponsor, though, are actually in Iowa. There's a program up north, and there's some closer to us, too. So the dog may not be in Warren County, but it's somebody who needs it anyway.
Well, talk about some of the things that just people can even see that the Lions Club has provided. I know for the fire department, for local kids, dollars for scholars. Where are people going to see that right here?
Absolutely. The newest one that we just did this last Friday was up at the Holiday Extravaganza. We've sponsored the children's store for probably about 10 years now. There's a lot of fundraising that has to go into that to get all these little gifts that kids come in and pick for their parents and their grandmas and grandpas, whichever they have. And it's a wonderful way to give back to the community. So we've done that for many years. There's also things like Lucas devices that we've given money towards for the fire department. We've worked with them in the joint effort of the pancake breakfast for a long time. Their open house they do in October. We help out at the fair with the root beer stand. I think we've done that since 1978 or something like that. So many local things we help with.
Well, there's a lot of volunteering that goes on with Lions Club. And, you know, I think it's a good use of everyone's time. If someone wanted to help out, how could they go about doing that?
Absolutely. If you know a Lions Club member, ask us. We'd be happy to have you come. Our meetings are every first and third Monday at noon at the sports page here in town out on the west side. And we would love to have you. Just come on out to a meeting. If you know a Lions member, you can certainly have them invite you. You can just show up. We don't care. We are open to any. And it, by the way, you know, you can be a girl in a Lions Club too. It used to be a long time ago you couldn't, but that's been since the 80s that girls could be in it too. So there's many women in there too. So it's not just an old guys club. It is just people that are willing and able to help and volunteer in the community and give back.
One final time, how can people participate in the raffle? What can they win, and what is this going towards?
This is going towards all those different different causes that we've been talking about. They're $10 each, and that gives you a week-long stay at any one of the Royal Aloha locations. And those are just basically dependent on whatever you want to pick, whether it's Spain or whether it's Hawaii or whether it's Branson. It could be close or far. It does not cover your airfare or travel that way, but it does cover the accommodations. And they're up to 2 bedrooms, so I think you can have up to 8 people. It could be a family outing. So $10 for maybe a week away? Heck yeah, this is a great time of year to want to get out of the cold places of Iowa.
Thanks to Dr. Laura Abbott for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.